I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. President Obama is expected to address economic fairness in his State of the Union address tonight, a topic Republicans have been fighting over on the campaign trail. Mitt Romney, who founded the private equity firm Bain Capital, has been called a vulture capitalist. We all remember that. Accused of buying up companies only to break them up and lay off people to make profits. But in addition to being an equity manager, Romney is also a venture capitalist, investing in companies. And the two, investing in and buying out, have been lumped together. We want to hear from voters about the State of the Union. So let's start with a venture capitalist, Bijan Sabet. He's a managing partner of Spark Capital here in the Boston area. And Bijan, do you want to hear the president make a distinction between some of the rougher parts of private equity, as they've been called, and what you do, investing in startups like Twitter and Tumblr?
Yeah, I think we have to celebrate. You know, we're in this tough economic situation that we all know, and there's a few things that are going really well in the United States from an economic point of view, and that's the technology world, specifically the startup world. I'd love to see the president really shine a light and celebrate that the U.S. has created, you know, all this opportunity and all these jobs because of what's going on in technology. And we should talk about that and embrace it and discuss how we can make it even better.
Well, and what would you like to hear in that realm? How can the president say something tonight that the government can do to support high tech?
I think there are a few things. There's been a lot of discussion about network neutrality, and there's a lot of big businesses that are trying to put an end to network neutrality. And the basic concept of network neutrality is that, you know, the internet should be open and available so that any startup can create new web applications and not have to have any obstacles in their way as long as it's legal. And that's the notion of network neutrality, that an ISP, an internet service provider like Comcast or Verizon, can't pick and choose winners.
Well, and you want the president to get that specific, because then he'd be picking and choosing a winner right there, you know, taking sides.
The president shouldn't pick winners and losers, but I think that we should just continue to embrace the notion of network neutrality. That's what's been happening to date, and we shouldn't change that.
You're an investor. You know the debate in the economy is whether to invest further in the country, you know, with stimulus or cut. Some analysts like Paul Krugman are noting, if you look at Europe, where they've tried austerity, the U.S. economy has actually done better. But what would you like to hear the president say as an investor to jumpstart jobs, to jumpstart the economy? What will you be listening for?
The thing I specialize in and I'm passionate about, I used to be an entrepreneur. Now I'm an investor in early stage technology companies. I'd love to hear President Obama talk about how we can continue to accelerate the growth in technology. That's something that's really working, and a lot of things should come out of that. So, for example, our education system should be reconfigured so that we teach computer science in middle school and high school. We really don't do that in the United States today. And that's part of the whole ecosystem, if you will, of ensuring that we've got a competitive, vibrant technology industry in the United States. Is we have to start, you know, with students and education, and that will contribute to our continued leadership in this area. So I think the president should look at it as like a big picture and talk about, in order to kind of sustain our leadership in technology, these are all the things that we have to do.
And education key for you?
It's key. Education is part of it. Policies that keep the internet open. It's all of these things. It kind of feels like specifics and narrow points of view, but it all rolls up into this notion of, you know, we've got a few bright spots in our economy, and technology is one of the brightest, and how do we keep that going?
Bijan Sabet of Spark Capital here in the Boston area. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, so what do you want to hear from the president tonight? We're going to hear from more of you in a minute, but here's some response in the meantime. On our Facebook page, Stephen Mattingly wants to hear about lowering the debt. He says it's the most important thing for this country. Penelope McKibben says she wants the president to declare his full support for same-sex marriage. Connie Rinaldo Reddy says she wants to know how he plans on fixing what's wrong with this country. She's worried about money in politics, which she says ultimately causes these do-nothing Congress situations. But Lucas Friedlander had something else in mind. He says, I want to hear more Al Green.
I'm so in love with you.
The president breaking into song at that fundraiser at the Apollo Theater in New York last week as Al Green stood off to the side. Don't think we're going to hear that tonight, but again, let us know what you want to hear at hereandnow.org or on facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now. Welcome back. What do voters want to hear from the president in the State of the Union tonight? We're taking a random sampling. 28-year-old Ben Brown of Brooklyn, New York, is the founder of MakeMeSustainable.com. It's a social media company that helps organizations calculate and reduce their carbon footprints, a company recently acquired by Noveda Technologies. So, Ben, what's on your mind?
I think the issues I'd like to hear talked about more is how to spur innovation in clean technologies through a better regulatory environment. An example would be some sort of price on carbon.
So you're saying carbon emitters should have some sort of fee or tax or penalty?
I just think that they have to have some sort of price signal.
Well, but you also want to, as you said, have renewable energy initiatives. Let's talk about Solyndra. President Obama's plans to boost alternative energy took this a major hit because of the solar energy company Solyndra. It went bankrupt. It cost the government $535 million in loan guarantees. There were accusations that the administration turned a blind eye to problems at the company because of politics. This has obviously slowed down any future investment in alternative energy. Your thoughts on that?
That was a complete debacle. That type of support, government support, does not help clean technologies. I think direct loan guarantees aren't the type of framework. You're picking specific winners and losers. And Solyndra is a really, really specific example that is a bad example, as opposed to companies like Bloom Energy and other innovative companies that are working on battery and fuel cell technologies that I think can be winners. But if you provide a framework and a market where in which, again, these things like the price of carbon, things like supports for renewable energy credits, the subsidies for renewable generation, then you're not picking specific winners and losers, and you're providing a framework for various types of technologies to win.
What else would you like to hear from the president?
The biggest issues we face right now are how do we become competitive in the 21st century? President Obama has talked about that a lot, and to me, education is one of the most important things out there. We are building towards an environment where in which I think the next credit bubble is student loans. I would like to see programs around student loan forgiveness, restructuring of credit, things that help preempt what could otherwise be a pretty bad credit crisis, both for the economy in a macro sense, but also for individual decision-making on students after they're out of school. Being a small business owner in what I would call a social for-profit, I'm trying to attract the same talent that would otherwise go to engineering firms, technology engineering firms, or even potentially Wall Street. So you're trying to hire people that have to deal with $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 in student debt. They don't really have the flexibility to make decisions that appeal to their higher sense of good and what they want in their life.
They can't afford to work for you.
Yeah, well, and they can't afford to work for themselves. I think that's the hardest part.
Ben, thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much, Robin. I appreciate your time.
Okay, let's bring in 60-year-old Audrey Peterman of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, originally from Jamaica. She's been an American citizen for 15 years. You might remember we spoke about her campaign to get minorities to go to national parks, as she does. So, Audrey, what do you want to hear from President Obama tonight?
Well, I am hoping that the president will bring forth a message of our common destiny as a nation, because I really think that that has gotten lost in the fray, and everybody's so fractious. And I think that we're missing the point that this is America. As Congressman John Lewis, who was a cohort of Martin Luther King's, frequently says, it doesn't matter how you got here. We are all in the same boat now, and we share a common fate.
Let me ask you about another area. You're there in Florida, one of the hardest hit states when that real estate bubble burst. A huge, I think it's upwards of 20% unemployment in some pockets in Florida. What would you like to hear in that regard?
First of all, I would like him to give an explanation of what happened, because people are still walking around shell-shocked, not knowing what happened, and also being very concerned about the fact that nobody has paid a price. But then I would like him to bring in the issue of climate change and what we're going to do to bring in new green energy solutions so that people can get back to work and people can work in progressive and sustainable industries and hopefully build a life again, which includes home ownership.
President Obama was the president who rode into office, you know, promising change and igniting hope in people. How should he address, what were his campaign mottos?
You know, I want him to rise to his true potential and stop being beaten down by, I have to say, Republican naysayers. We have to get back to moving our country forward. I think that's the single most important thing that he has to do, to stand his ground and call upon the people now to harness that hope that seems to have been squandered.
Audrey Peterman there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Audrey, thanks so much.
Bless you, Robin. Thank you.
And now let's bring in Trey Lamb of Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We first spoke to him in July of last year about that record drought that cost farmers and ranchers crops and cattle. And Trey, we understand you were lucky in that you only lost a few head of cattle, but the drought's still going on. So what do you want to hear from the president tonight?
As a farmer who just lived through the worst drought since the Dust Bowl, ideally I'd like to hear him say something about a commitment to the farm programs and a safety net to keep farmers in business in these times, especially the government continued support for crop insurance.
Crop insurance. Now, this is an insurance on your income or anything like that. This will what, give you the cost of seeds and fertilizer?
Right, because it's so expensive to plant and grow crops, insurance companies make available insurance. In case you have a catastrophic failure like this, they will pay you back basically the cost of establishing the crops. Not for profit, it's just to keep people in business.
Keep you going. And this insurance, although it's privately handled, it's subsidized by the government. So you're looking for the president to assure you that that subsidy is going to be there?
That's right.
Well, and there's been talk of cutting crop insurance funds as this farm bill goes through Congress. But what else would you like to hear from the president?
On the natural resource environmental side, we had this terrible drought, and so that makes us think about soil and water conservation and maintaining programs that provide technical assistance to farmers and ranchers on how to keep the ground covered, how to preserve water, how to protect water quality. So I'd like to see that. Just as a citizen and a voter, I would like to see some concrete proposals from the president on how he sees to break this gridlock between Congress and the executive branch.
He is the president, and so he's got to step up to the plate. But do you think it's only his problem, the gridlock?
Oh, no, not at all. I think there's plenty of blame to go around. I don't think there's anyone on either side that's blameless, whether it's the Democrats in Congress, Republicans in Congress, or the president or the Tea Party. They're all, angry or confrontational. That's not the way that the people expect them to govern. That's not what they were elected to do.
Trey Lamb, he's a farmer rancher there in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. Trey, thanks, and we'll be keeping a good thought for you and for some rain.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
And, of course, we'll keep an eye on that speech for you tonight and bring you highlights tomorrow. Also tomorrow, The View from Egypt, a woman who used a comic book about Martin Luther King to inspire the revolution there. She gives us her view of what's happening now in Egypt. And we'll have the music of Kevin Gordon for you tomorrow. But don't forget, you can always go to hearnow.org and let us know what you'd like to hear tonight. Before we go today, the nominees are, well, do you have a minute? Because it's a very long Best Picture list that was released this morning, and we'll have that for you in 1 minute here and now.